WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Taylor Swift's new album Red sold over a million copies when it was released last week, making it the best-selling debut album since 2002. Our rock critic Ken Tucker says the country singer is making a more concerted effort to move into pop music territory. Here's Ken's review.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical, oh yeah.
Taylor Swift has, until now, spent much of her career capturing in song the feeling of firsts. A first crush, a first kiss, a first breakup, a first flash of angry revenge. Now in her early 20s and with three albums behind her, she was stretching her professional rookie and romance status to the breaking point. How good it is, therefore, to hear the musical and lyrical leaps into full adulthood she's making on her new album, Red.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street.
Swift knows how to work an image. She's intentionally not subtle about pushing red as the color of passion, the color of warning, of danger, of her lips on the cover, of the department store logo she does a commercial for. She also uses red as a jumping-off point for clever lyric writing, talking about feeling blue, experiencing ambivalent gray moods. She knows how to enliven cliches to make them efficient shortcuts in clear, concise compositions.
Broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough, 'cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me I love you.
The most obvious difference between Red and her earlier albums is Swift's sure, confident move into a mainstream pop sound. So confident that she's willing to cede a bit of quality control by collaborating on the songwriting here and there, such as on the song I just played. That's the hit single We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, co-written with Swedish pop hit machine Max Martin. When Swift started out, country music was the perfect place for her, since it accommodated the way her songwriting tended towards storytelling. And country music places intrinsic value on the subjects of heartache and friendship in a way that most current pop music does not. But Swift is canny about the way she's intensified her sound to match the intensity of her feelings about being hurt in love or feeling strengthened by surviving, transcending that hurt. Just listen to the sharp hooks and bold beat of I Knew You Were Trouble.
You found me, you found me, you found me, you found me.
I've never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you.
Red is, with 16 songs, certainly not a perfect album. There are a couple of bland duet ballads, one with Ed Sheeran and the other with Gary Lightbody from the band Snow Patrol. But even in those contexts, it's the guys' vocals that are the more pallid. For all the once and future criticisms of Swift's voice, its very thinness works in her favor. In the ballads, it enhances the images of fragility in the lyrics. In the faster, louder songs, it operates like a rock singer's instrument. Think of Neil Young's high-pitched whine, or Exene Cervenka's theoretically bad voice in the punk band X. Like all good pop artists, Swift continues to evolve in a manner that both challenges her diehard fans and invites those who dislike her sound to give it another listen. For all her accessibility, she merits and holds up to close scrutiny.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Taylor Swift's new album, Red. You can watch a video of her song, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, on our website, freshair.npr.org.